Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So today, the Minister of Water and Sanitation gave her very first briefing as a new minister. On the line with us is the Director General, Dr. Sean Phillips. Thank you so much, DG, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to Manila and good evening to your listeners.
Let's just talk a little bit about why the minister thought it was necessary to do this press briefing today.
Well, the minister's only been appointed about a month ago. And in her first 30 days of office, she's been having briefings from us and also a meeting with the entities reporting to her, including the water boards.
Yes.
And then she, as a result of that, she now felt that it was the right time to give a briefing to the media.
Yes.
About what her plans are for her term of office.
Yes.
And particularly for this current financial year.
I think many people did welcome the press briefing, and if you asked many people in Johannesburg, where we broadcast from, they'd say, you know, I've got trouble with water. But the minister pointed to that, right, that as national, yes, you have your priorities and you are very concerned, but the ongoing issues in municipalities is something that the department is quite concerned about.
Yes, that's correct. Well, in Gauteng, in Johannesburg, it's a bit of more of a complicated situation because the causes of the water supply disruptions in Gauteng are both caused by a need to be dealt with the national government and the municipalities. So the underlying cause of why there's water supply disruptions now in Gauteng is that there simply isn't enough water in Gauteng in the integrated Vaal River system. That's largely a result of population growth. There's been huge population growth in Gauteng. We did anticipate that, and we planned to build another phase of Lesotho Highlands Phase 2, but unfortunately it was delayed for a number of years, and there's major construction work happening now in Lesotho to bring it online. But until it comes online, there are times when demand is exceeding supply for water in Gauteng. And that's why the municipalities also need to come to the party and play their part. And we're working closely with them in that regard. They need to reduce the leaks in their distribution systems. They need to do things like invest in more reservoirs and pumps so that they can pump water to high-lying areas when there are shortages of water and when there are water supply disruptions, so that people living in high-lying areas don't suffer because there isn't enough pressure in the system to gravity feed the water up to the high-lying areas. And then finally, the residents of Gauteng also need to play a role, because while we've got this problem of insufficient water in the system to meet the increased demand, we all need to use water sparingly. And if there can just be a modest decrease in the average consumption of water per capita in Gauteng, then that will greatly reduce the risk of further water supply disruptions in the coming years.
Now, of course, one of the things that we also know is a problem in Joburg is the fact that, as you said earlier, you know, leaking pipes, where you have, yes, the request that, you know, users be very careful and be mindful, but every single minute, you know, maybe every second corner, there's a leak somewhere, and the municipality is just not getting its act together and making sure that those leaks are dealt with.
Yes, I think it is a priority for the municipalities in Gauteng now. Unfortunately, there's been decades of neglect of maintenance of municipal water infrastructure. And as a result of that, they haven't replaced aging pipes. Much of the infrastructure, because it hasn't been maintained, is not in a very good condition, and that contributes to the leaks. But there is now agreement amongst all the municipalities that addressing this problem, improving their maintenance, and having a particular focus on reducing leaks and non-revenue water is a major priority.
We've been speaking about the bill that will allow, you know, national government to some extent really intervene a bit more than what we are seeing right now, amendments and operation licenses that need to be adjusted so that we do get authorities that can actually deliver on services. Just how far are we, do you think, on getting that bill passed?
We published the bill about 6 months ago for public comments. That process has now been completed. We're just waiting for the approval of the state law advisor. For the amended bill, where we've included amendments from the public comments, and then we will submit it to Cabinet for approval for it to be submitted to Parliament. Parliament will then also go through its own public consultation process. The bill will affect, once it's passed, it will affect communities and municipalities in South Africa for a very long time, so it's very important to have a thorough consultation process and to make sure that we get it right the first time. So once it's finished that consultation process in Parliament, and Parliament has processed the bill, it will then go to the President for it to be signed off.
You've been in this portfolio for a while as a Director General, so you've been able to track just how certain things have been moving. And I'm keen to hear whether with this government, are you starting to get more appetite from the private sector to participate? As you said, you know, infrastructure backlog has been something, there's been a backlog because there just was neglect for a long time. But we need to get those things going. Is there now interest by the private sector to come in and assist where we need to plug in those gaps? Because there's just no way that Treasury will manage all the requests.
There has been a private sector appetite to participate for a long time, not just under the current seventh administration. And for a long time, the private sector has been investing in national water resource infrastructure. For example, the first phase of Lesotho Highlands was completely financed by the private sector, by money that we borrowed from the private sector. And more than 60% of all of our current national water resource infrastructure projects, new dams, raising of dam walls that the minister spoke about, over 100 billion worth of projects that we're busy with around the country, over 60% of that is being financed by the private sector. And then the private sector has also been keen for a long time to also get involved in financing of municipal water and sanitation infrastructure. The biggest challenge, Tumelo, is not a lack of appetite from the private sector. The biggest challenge is helping municipalities to bring investable projects, bankable projects to the market so that the private sector can invest. And in that regard, we have set up a water partnerships office together with the Development Bank of Southern Africa and SALGA to assist municipalities to put together those bankable projects to enable the private sector to invest.
I really appreciate your time. I think we'll speak some more when we do have more time, but really appreciate you giving us this time, Water and Sanitation Director General. That's in the Office of the Minister of Water and Sanitation, Dr. Sean Phillips. Thank you very much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.